You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Gold and Lynn Gold. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Yes, we are a family. And yes, welcome aboard Blind and Beyond, the radio show, which is the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the low vision, visually impaired, the blind community, and the sighted community. It's the only radio show of its kind in this country. That's right, the bridge between the sighted, low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. I said that twice because I want everybody to know you're all welcome. The sighted folks listening to the show for the first time, call up. Hope you'll learn about us in the blind community. We'd love to have you call in. Be part of our show. Learn. That's what this show is all about. Today, before we get started, let me introduce to the right, my wife, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn Golder?
Hi, everybody. Wow. Blink my eye and a week gone by.
Oh,
how do you like that little rhyme?
That's very good.
Welcome, everybody.
And to my left, I hope he's feeling better, Mr. Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everyone.
There's
how
the
are
voice.
You?
There's the voice. Voice. There's the voice.
Yep.
Yes, it's good to be back. How are you, Michael?
Welcome. Well, I'm feeling better, thanks. And to opposite him, sitting next to my wife, his wife, Dawn Brooks.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a good time for the day. Enjoy.
So, we're here.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Okay. So let's go right into it.
You got to pack
the
two
first
hours.
Hour, I'm going to go right into something called trivia. We're going right into it, not messing around. Two words that we said last week. People listen to the show. I want to know what's the two words we said last week's show. Two words. Because we got two more words for you in a very few minutes. But last week's, what was the two words that we talked about last week on Blind and Beyond? The phone number to call in, I'll say it slow, is 407-894-1680. I'll say it again, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What were the two words from last week's show? You know, Charles.
Yeah.
Lynn and I, we have a friend, Juanita. She's a doll baby, and she's our friend, and she happened to say, what's with the words? Why are these words so important to the blind community? What do you have to say about that, Charles?
Well, the words are very important to the blind community in that for people that have vision, they're important, but not in the same way as to us. We can't see where we're going, so we have to remember where we're going. So therefore, our memory is important.
I want to talk about the two new words. These are two words going forward for this week's show. These two words, the first word, remember this word, aggressiveness, to be aggressive, aggressive. You think that's important, to be aggressive?
Oh, yes, very important.
The second word is persistent. Persistent. You think that's important?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why? Why do you think that's so important to be aggressive?
Well, first off, before we get into why they are important, let's get something straight. There are some parameters on those words that we need to take a look at, because you can be aggressive and be crude, rude, and just downright obnoxious. And the same thing with persistence. So you don't want that to happen. But aggressive in the sense that you are aggressive in going after what you're looking for or what you need to do to get off the couch, to get out into the community, to get out and about, to get to where you're going.
Well, let's put it this way. When I traveled, which I have, by myself, without Lynn, without anybody with me, I happened to go on a trip. Went to Texas. When I went to Texas by myself, and nobody was going to meet me on the other end. I was going myself. Nobody was going to meet me. Nobody was there taking me around. I had to ask questions. Since I can't see, if you are not aggressive, you got a problem then, because I had to go up and say, pardon me, can you tell me which way to the men's room? Can you tell me which way to the counter? Can you tell me which way for the bags? And if you're going to be shy, you're going to be sitting there all night. So That's where I come with the word aggressiveness.
Right.
And persistent? Well, if you ask the first person to help you and he don't, that means you ask the second person.
That's right.
And if the second person don't help, you ask the third person. Because not everybody in the sighted community is always 100% nice. Sometimes you have people that are very nice, and sometimes you have people that's going to be not nice to the blind community. They won't help you. They won't say, well, it's around the corner, turn to the left. They'll say, it's over there. And they don't realize the famous over there. What does that mean, over there? Over there is what? To the left, to the right, to the center? Because that doesn't help us when you're saying over there. Over there doesn't help a blind person.
Sure it does. It just tells you it's over there somewhere.
I'm guilty of that. I do that all the time.
So this radio show, Blind and Beyond, is supposed to be educational. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be fun. We put those three words together. And we hope the sighted community, they have fun listening to the show as well and learns about what we go through every day of our lives. The sighted folks can learn about the visually impaired, the blind community. And that's what this show is all about, the bridge. What were you going to say?
Can we add a word to that? Helpful.
Well, they're trying to be helpful to us?
No, we're trying to be helpful. The radio show, us, trying to be helpful to the audience, to encourage, to get them up and out.
Oh, I would like the sighted folks to call in, absolutely. Whenever we have trivia, whenever we're doing something, we want the sighted folks to be a part of our show. Call in. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. And I guess nobody knows last 2 weeks' two words. Chris, anybody on the line?
Nope, not yet. Nobody called.
Nobody called.
They scared.
I didn't like that. So nobody was there last week and heard the two words, or they weren't listening, the two words. So,
well, I know one of them was just mentioned not too long ago.
But don't even repeat it. Don't if they're not, don't repeat it, Chris.
Well, if they don't get it in this section, that's it. Because our guest is coming up in 2 minutes.
We're not gonna,
Judy
we're
Matthews.
Going. So somebody will lose a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. And anybody can call in the sighted community or the low vision or the blind community, they can call in. The phone number, 407-894-1680. I guess nobody was listening last week.
Can I run out in the lobby and call?
No. 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 I know certain people know it. Oh, I got it. I just thought of something. Very important. Very important. I want to thank two people. Actually, three. I want to thank from Blind and Beyond for joining
our remind you.
Great radio show. And I want to thank you from bottom of our heart. Our radio show, as you know, no one owns this radio show now. We are totally a nonprofit organization, and we want to thank Greg Lindberg.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And he's so happy he wrote to us today. He said, I'm so happy I can listen to the podcast anytime I want.
So I want to thank Greg Lindberg. Thank you so much for joining. And I want to thank Jason and Wanda Goldfield.
That's right. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you,
Wanda.
Jason and Wanda, for joining. We love you. Thank you so much. You know, when you join, you feel good about yourself. I hope you'll join. More of you will join. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there. I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
407-677-1040. It's tax season, and you can save 10% on your tax preparation from my firm, KDK Accountancy Corporation, if you mention this ad when you call, 407-677-1040. Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA. Me and my company have been preparing tax returns for many years and can deal with any tax issue. You may have something new or complicated to add to this year's filing. No problem. You may have issues with the IRS, owe back taxes, or need to file several years' unfiled tax returns. If so, I can represent you and help you move that fear that comes with those problems. In any case, if you have tax problems or you just need to file this year's tax return, call 407-677-1040 to get started with a no-cost consultation. If you are not satisfied with your current tax preparer or you want a company that can work with you during the year to minimize your tax liability and help with all areas of financial planning, call my office today at 407-677-1040.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And we have a guest right now, Lynn.
Yeah, we do. And this is really fun.
Miss Judy.
And exciting.
Introduce.
We have on the air our friend Judy Matthews, who is the Adult Services Supervisor at Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey,
Hi.
Judy.
Hey, Charles.
Judy, this is deja vu.
Yeah.
Hi,
it is.
You
glad
know,
to be on. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, before we get started with Judy Matthews, I have to explain something to the listening audience. The day we were going to Lighthouse to talk to them about me, because I just found out, a couple weeks before I went about being blind, I met Judy Matthews. Remember, we were out in the street.
I do remember.
And Judy
at the bowling alley, right?
At the bowling alley.
With Sachet.
Yeah, and that was the first, she was the first blind person
right.
I ever met.
And I said, what is that woman doing? She's taking the harness off the dog, and the dog knows where to go poopy in the grass. And I said, wow, that's amazing. We went over and introduced ourselves.
Yeah, and she was the first blind person I ever met.
Yeah.
And then we went to the lighthouse, and then I learned about using a cane.
Let's let Judy talk.
So, Judy. Yeah. Our pleasure to have you aboard. Now we're going to listen to you.
4 years ago, she was on the air.
Now we're
going
to listen to
wow.
Judy Matthews.
Thank you. So I'm here to talk a little bit about the services that Lighthouse provides. Just to give you a little bit of background, I've been at Lighthouse Central Florida for going on 13 years.
Wow.
I started there as an intern in 2003, and here I am. And I love what I do because I know that it makes a difference and it changes lives, and it's just a great opportunity to be able to play a small part in that. I am totally blind, and so is my husband, Casey, who actually teaches technology skills at the Lighthouse as well. And Lighthouse provides rehabilitation services in Orange, Osceola, and Seminole County at no cost to the client. So rather than me just sit here and tell you we provide this and this and this, I'd like to tell you a little story, if I may, about my experience today, our experience, and that will give you a little bit better understanding of the services that we provide.
Great.
So I'm not sure if any of you guys are familiar with the, I'm sure I'm going to slaughter this, but Polashek Museum in Winter Park.
Yes.
I used to say Polasek, but I heard today that I was saying it wrong all along. They have an exhibit, which unfortunately today was the last day. It was called Sight Unseen, and you were able to go through and touch all the artwork. The artists were all local artists. There were about 40 pieces of art there, and it was all textual. There were Braille labels on the artwork, or next to the artwork, to tell you who the artist was and the name of the piece, etc. And so I had heard about it and was really interested in checking it out. So so this morning I woke up and I thought, I didn't call ahead to see, what the hours are, and I didn't have any information. So I started with just going on the website and just looking around. I actually found an article from the Orlando Sentinel. So here I had to use my technology skills on my computer and my iPhone. Being that I'm blind, I don't use the screen. I use what they call a screen reader, so I was able to listen to the information. I found out the address, found out the times of the exhibit. Next, I had to find out what the heck bus I needed to catch to get there. So I had to call Lynx, and I could have done it online, but I wanted to call and talk to someone. So here I used my telephone skills to reach them, and then I also needed my note-taking skills to take down the information somehow that they were giving me. So to write it down, record it, whatever I chose to do. So I found out that I needed to take two buses and the times. So, of course, I had to figure out, I had to have a way of telling time to know, what time I needed to be at the bus stop, et cetera. Important, I also, of course, needed to have good orientation and mobility skills in the first place to be able to travel where I needed to. I use a guide dog. His name is Keats. He's my second dog, and he's awesome, but he is not a GPS, so I have to have the orientation skills to direct him, to let him know where I need to go. Moving on. So I had to use my kitchen safety skills to prepare breakfast, get out there to the bus stop on time, of course, self-advocacy skills to figure out that I was actually getting on the correct bus, figure out, make sure that the driver let me know where I needed to get off. I also used a GPS that I have and an iPhone app. My husband was using his iPhone to, there's an app called Move It, and it is spelled M-O-O-V-I-T, and it is a free app, and it tells you what bus stops you need. You put in an address, and it gives you the route and gives you the number of bus stops that you will be passing, and what stop you need to, what intersection you'll be getting off at, et cetera. So it's pretty neat, a good combination of things that we used to know where to get off. So we went downtown, then caught the 102, got off where we needed to. Of course, I had found out from Lynx which direction I needed to go to the museum, but here again had to use my self-advocacy skills to kind of ask around as you went. And of course, we got a lot of over theres too, but we got a lot of good information as well, because we knew the direction that we needed to go, but we'd never been to this museum. So fast forward to, we made it there, had to use advocacy skills to let the person know there what we would need. And we, of course, the art was labeled in Braille, but there was no Braille or audio for the descriptions of the pieces, which was pretty awesome stuff, and we didn't want to miss it. So we asked if there was someone that could read us the descriptions. And between two of the staff people at the Polashek Museum, they were awesome, Elizabeth and Denise. They both made sure that we got all the descriptions and all the information that we needed. It was pretty awesome. And so, of course, used my Braille skills there to access the names of the pieces, the names of the artists, et cetera, to access the correct restroom, all that fun stuff. Of course, we used our good mobility skills to backtrack to make sure we were got back to where we needed to. Problem-solving skills when the sidewalk curved a different way, and you know, it's sometimes it's a little different getting back than heading the other way. So, but we made it to the restaurant where we wanted to have dinner, and used our, of course, money skills to, you know, be able to pay for our meal, to be able to leave the correct tip and all that. Of course, our, you know, good dining skills, because we all know that sometimes when we lose vision, we're not as excited about going out to eat anymore, because we're self-conscious, because we make a mess, because we're just not feeling that we, you know, not feeling as confident. And these are all things that I'm mentioning here. These are all things that we address in independent living skills or technology class or Braille class or mobility. We had to find Starbucks, because anybody that knows me knows that if there's a Starbucks nearby, we're going there. So we went and had to use our technology skills again to, because we decided to take Uber back. Anybody's not familiar with Uber, it's a great service. The app is very accessible, whether you use a screen reader or screen magnifier on your phone, and it's a great way to get around safely. And so we had to, get our Uber, self-advocate again, because we had to let the driver know that here we are outside of the Starbucks at the corner of Park and Lyman, but we're not going to see you because we're blind, so can you please let us know when you get here, yada, yada. So, and here we are. And so if you're sitting here thinking, wow, I don't think I could ever do that stuff. It's overwhelming. It's too much. It didn't happen overnight. This training is training that we've had throughout our lives, and it's training that we feel is so important for you to be able to get back to doing the things that you want to do. And it doesn't, you know, like I said, it's a little bit at a time. If you are sitting here thinking, wow, I don't even know where to start, just come to Lighthouse. Just give us a call. We can help you figure out what services you need. We can help you figure out what you'd like to do, because we're here not to tell you what to do or take over. We're going to walk beside you and work together with you to meet your goals. If you are somebody that has been through Lighthouse classes and you're saying, oh, I was there a few years ago, but I really didn't continue to use the skills, because it's huge. When you acquire these skills, you have to continue to practice them and put them, you know, reinforce what you've learned. That's a huge part of it. It's not just going to happen. So if you're one of those people that has taken classes in the past, please feel free to call us. Don't be embarrassed. We're here for you, and we would love to help you get where you need to as far as your skills. It could be also that your living situation changed, that your vision changed. So we're here for you. Just give us a call. If you're a family member of somebody who is blind or visually impaired, and you're not sure that person's going to want to come, you guys can come and take a visit and take a tour, learn a little about us. You don't have to, decide that you're going to come and take all these classes. If you're not sure, just come learn about us. We'd love to do what we can to help you out. So, Lynn, Michael, how much time do I have left?
You have 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, you had a caller, too, and I had to just tell the caller that you only had a short segment today. So I just wanted you to have the whole time for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, if there is a question, I'd love to answer it. That was pretty much all I had.
Oh,
I just wanted to.
Well,
but see, Judy,
Sheila, if you could call back fast.
Michael.
This is what we've been talking about in the last few programs, especially.
Judy's the best.
When you use the words, you use pretty much all the words, the memory factor, and like today we're talking about aggressive. you were aggressive and everything you were talking about, being aggressive and mm-hmm. being persistent.
And,
so
yeah, and, these, I'd like to throw in another word that I think is really important too, and that's being assertive. You know, it's kind of like goes hand in hand with aggressive, but I like the word assertive better because aggressive sounds kind of, you know, confrontational, like, oh my gosh. But I think that without assertiveness, you know, you really can't get anywhere. And it's, you know, you can, it's kind of the balance between being too aggressive and being too passive. You're assertive. You tell them what you want. You do it in a nice way. And, you know, chances are you're going to get what you need.
Judy, before we go off the air, I hope you come back again in the very near future because there's just so much that you know, and maybe you could elaborate on certain skills the
absolutely,
next time. You know,
absolutely.
We can come back often and just elaborate.
You blew my mind when you spoke about when you went to your trip to Alaska.
Oh,
remember you
right.
told us about your trip to Alaska?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
I need to take another cruise soon here. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But that was a great thing, telling about your trip to Alaska and how you got off the plane. You went to Seattle. You went downtown. That was amazing.
It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to just tell a little bit. You know, there's so much we do at Lighthouse, and this is just a little bit. I just scratched the surface of the types of skills that we
use. I like the way you did it. You put it all in context. That was great.
Let's put the phone number again. People
yeah,
call Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Please give us a call at 407-898-2483. And just say that you'd like to learn more about us, and they'll get you to the right person.
Let's say the phone number again.
It's 407-898-2483. And if you're one of these techie people, like the one I'm married to, you might want to go to lighthousecentralflorida.org and read about us. We have a blog there. We're on Facebook, Twitter.
And to all our sighted people listening to the show, they might have someone who they know is visually impaired.
Right.
So the sighted people should tell some of their friends or family that if they're visually impaired, call the Lighthouse.
I like what she said. Just come down and just take a little
absolutely.
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lynn, you had a question. Were you asking me something?
I forgot what I said.
Okay.
What did I say?
That's okay.
She wants to talk to me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't give her enough time.
We're going to go
yeah.
to break.
Okay.
No problem. Well, thanks, you guys.
You're
welcome. Thank you for coming on, Judy Matthews.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Judy.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Oh, I know what it was. Should they ask for Judy? Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's Judy Matthews. Look,
she's a Wonder Woman.
Not everybody can be like Judy Matthews.
Right, Charles?
Not everybody can be like
right.
Sheila Young. But we're talking about people that could try, and I use the word try, to be something like them. Judy Matthews, born blind. Sheila Young, as you know, was not born blind, but they both have tremendous memory. We'll talk more on the other side of break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number 407-894-1680. And I see nobody called in for the trivia of the first.
Are you going to tell them?
Yeah, I'm going to tell them right now. The trivia. The last two words, last week's show. First word, memory. Memory. And the second word was positive. Thinking positive. Go back to Judy Matthews. You think she thinks positive? Think about that. Do you think about her memory?
Don't you want to just hang on to her coattails
it's
and
amazing.
Fly around with her?
So all the words we're talking about, think about you people that are home sitting there and you got visually impairment and say, oh, I can't do anything. I'm blind. Well, guess what? You just spoke to a woman or just heard a woman that's totally blind. From birth.
And but what she said, though, was really important. It kind of made me feel better, just as a sighted listener, that you don't have to do it all at once.
No.
It is overwhelming, so you just take baby steps. Go do a little something.
Right.
Learn one skill there at a time.
Okay, we're going now to trivia. It's the second trivia, except this is a song. So, here's the phone number, 407-894-1680. I want to know who's singing this song. And this is not from the 50s. Let's see if you know this song.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Would you like to win $10 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts? $10 up. First person calls in.
Oh, the phones are lighting up already.
$10
wow.
gift card. Now,
people have speed dial.
I didn't go to the 50s. This was song was in the 70s. Okay,
actually,
tell me, I'm only asking for what's the name of the person singing the song.
Can I answer? Can I?
No.
Okay.
Charles, quit breaking the rules.
Well, you guys.
Chris, anybody on the phone?
What is that little thing he's got on the screen?
Is
I shall
there?
Return.
Chris, you there? Ew, Chris. Let me tell you something. Charles.
Yep.
Most people don't understand about this radio show. It's called Call In and be part of it. How is that? Be part of the show.
Right.
You can call in.
Right. It just reminded me of something.
What?
Email us your PSAs. That's why I'm not saying any PSAs, because I have not received any PSAs.
No, the people don't want to write
to you. So I'm not a mind reader.
Tell them, where do they write to? Where do they write
Michael to? Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And also something else.
I don't want to write to Michael.
You don't?
No.
It's something else. If
we
you
have
want,
a caller.
If you want me to put trivia in there from the 50s, 60s, or 70s.
Don't say 50s.
Then write in and say, we want songs from the more songs from the 50s, or we want more song from the 60s, or we want more song from the 70s. I'm leaving it up to you, the audience. We have somebody on the line?
We have.
Chris?
Okay, he's got another caller also.
Okay.
But there's one on there. Take this one? Okay. The name is Gerald. Is it Gerald or Gerald?
Gerald
Jean. Gerald
Jean.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Where are you from?
From Haiti.
Where?
From Haiti.
From Haiti?
Yes.
You're listening to our show from Haiti?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm...
What?
I'm in Orlando, but I'm in Haiti.
Oh, I was going to say... Then you really got me flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
From Haiti.
Well, we've had people from Brazil and Greece.
Hey, Chris, don't forget to say where they're calling from. You know, Orlando or Philadelphia or Chicago. I like to know where they're calling from. Are you sighted?
Excuse me?
Are you sighted? Are you a sighted person?
No.
Oh, you're visually impaired?
No.
Well, you got to be one or the other. What are you? Blind. Are you blind?
No, I'm
Keith,
not
what,
blind.
Gerald, what are you asking you? Are you blind or can you see?
No, I'm not blind. I see.
You see, so you're sighted.
Well,
oh, great, great.
Great.
I'm wonderful. So what do you think? What do you think? Who's singing this song?
It's Jerry Butler.
I'm sorry?
Jerry Butler, he said.
Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler? That was last week's show.
Yes.
That was last week's show.
Be nice.
Yes.
Michael.
Yeah, but this song we just played.
Band of Gold?
Yeah. This song that the ice cream usually.
Yes. That was Jerry Butler last week. We're not talking
Jerry
last
Butler.
Week.
Jerry Butler?
Yes. But that was last week's show. We already had the answer. That was last week's show.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We have somebody else calling for this week's show, this song? That's an easy one. I'm surprised nobody got this one. Phone number here to call in is 407-894-1680.
Well, you know, I do have Keith on the line, but it's unfortunately...
What?
Keith won about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, you have to wait 3 weeks.
He just won recently.
Yeah. You have to wait 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Next week, can call in. Next week, Keith. Tell me call in next
I'm
week.
I'm sure he'll guess again.
But, Keith, thank you so much, though, for calling.
Unless you want to just say hi. Don't you want to just say hi?
Hi to everybody.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, Keith.
I'm blessed.
You're blessed? You know what?
Yeah. Since we're blessed that you're listening.
You know what? Since you're on the show... And I'm going to give it to you, all right?
All right, well, that's
I'm going
nice.
To do it right now.
Wait. Before you go in, we might get another caller, though.
Oh, okay. I'll leave it up to you, Chris.
I'm just saying, we might get one more caller because the phone lines are blowing up, and you know how we are with the phone line.
Well, let's talk to Keith anyway in the meantime.
So where are you from, Keith?
He's from Winter Garden.
Oh, you're from Winter Garden?
Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I know you, Keith?
Yes, I'm one of the celebrity twins.
Ah, okay.
I do line dances.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
How's it going?
It's good.
Did you ever go to Italian Garden, Italian restaurant?
Yes.
Oh,
I
love
it there.
That's
one of my favorite restaurants in Winter Garden.
My waistline showing it, too.
We love it. Their food, nobody's got better pizza than them. Italian
yeah,
Garden.
They do have good pizza.
So are you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying it. Every time I hear your show, I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
Wow, we're really happy. Spread the word about us, okay?
And if you know anybody who's visually impaired, let them also listen to the show.
Or sighted.
Yeah, or sighted. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Keith.
All right, so now...
Take care
of yourself.
Wait, don't go yet. Go ahead. Nobody's calling in. I'm going to talk to him, see if he gets it. Okay. Okay, so tell me, who do you think it is singing this song?
It's Peter Pan.
Absolutely.
Oh, right.
Right.
You know your music. You know your music.
He does.
Peter,
a friend of yours, Michael.
That was back in my day. I grew up with that song.
You grew up with that song?
1970.
What's the name of the song?
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Banner Gold.
You got it. You got it.
He deserves that Dunkin' Donut.
All right, so you got to get another. But now you got to wait 3 weeks to call in. So we have your name from before.
You can call in and say hello.
You can call in, absolutely say hello. Absolutely call in all the time. But you have to wait 3 weeks to win again. But we'll send you out a $10 gift card. Did you get the other 10
guys?
It's
on its way.
It's on its way?
Not yet.
Well, you'll get it tomorrow.
My wife just mailed it a couple days ago.
You'll probably get it tomorrow.
Okay. You'll get another one now. A $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, that's not bad. No. That's called a twofer.
Okay.
It's fun having you out there.
Keep calling in. Keep on listening to the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, nobody can say I don't give somebody a break.
Wait, so did Keith answer the question correctly? Yeah. I was on the phone line.
He was good. He knows his music.
Gotta wait so long, and that's it.
Yep.
Let's see what next time. We got another trivia coming up. We'll see if they know it.
So he got it right.
All right.
Well, congratulations, Keith, and thank you so much, because I knew the song. I didn't know who the artist was.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't win.
But what if I hummed the song? Because
no.
I won
the The question was, who sang the song?
You don't even get donut crumbs.
And by the way, we have to help people. The fellow that called in and said Jerry Butler from last week, we gave that before every show goes over, out. We tell the answer to each trivia. So
unless we forget.
Well, we don't usually forget because someone reminds me like you remind me or someone else reminds me. But the bottom line is, you can't call on the next week's show because that was over already. But I thank anybody who calls in, especially the sighted community calls in.
We have 2 minutes before the next break, Michael, so take it away.
Take it away.
Take it
away. As far as when I talk about Blind and Beyond, our membership, I hope you people will join. It'd be nice to have you more people join.
What does it include?
Well, it includes, first of all, you get 6 months membership.
Unlimited access.
Yeah. And by the way, I'll tell you, it's only $20. Yep. It's $20 to belong, and you get access to the all the podcasts on the show, number one. We send you out a bracelet that's free. We give you 30% off on our shirts and hats. And something else, we're going to have a big, well, we're talking about it now. We'll see what's going to happen. We'll know in the next couple of weeks what's going to happen. But we're working something for Christmas that's going to be huge.
Here's a testimonial about how easy it was to join the membership. Joe Polano's on the line from Pompano
Beach. Joe Polano, how you doing?
Yep.
Smoking Joe.
Yeah, I'm doing super, Michael and Lynn and Charles. How are you all doing?
Joe.
Good, Joe.
All right, good. Joe. How are you?
Good, I'm super. I have the answer to the first question, but I didn't want to call in because,
why not?
You know, I wanted to wait 3 weeks till.
Oh, because
okay.
He won last week, yeah.
He knows the rules. Okay.
Yes, but anyway, you're coming in loud and clear, and I just want to urge everyone listening out there in Radio Land, become a member like I did. It's painless, and you'll feel good about giving, you know, so you can actually be a part of this program, not just a listener, but being a part of the show. So I urge everyone, go to the website, blindandbeyondradioshow.com, hit the store
link,
and then hit, membership, and you can pay by PayPal. It's painless. So all of you think about it, and if the show means something to you, then I really urge you to do a membership. It works out to 80 cents a week. What better buy can you have?
There you go. He did the math.
All right.
Joe did the math.
Thank you so much, Joe Cohen, and thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
Don't forget, he lives in South Florida, and we'll be having an AM and FM radio show starting down there on May the 8th, it starts down in South Florida.
We have Mary from Denver, Colorado on the line, if you'd like to catch her before we go to the break.
Mary from Denver, Colorado, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
All right, what's happening?
No see.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
What? Good, good. Glad to see you back on here. Hey, Lynn, did you get my, I wrote you a note last week about maybe sometime I can come on as a guest.
And Charles is pointing to me because I just said before, oh, my God, I forgot to answer Mary's email. So now I'm put on the spot.
Okay. Yes, you are.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you.
All right. We'll email you tonight
we'll
or tomorrow.
To
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, take your time. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh, right.
Charles is pointing to me.
Anyway, I wanted to call in regards to the topic of assertiveness, because I know there's a lot of other people on hold. So I'm going to make this quick. And I'm just going to say that for blind people, it's a very important thing to have. I've been through training at NFB centers, and what have you. And the thing with them is they teach you assertiveness, but at the same time, they don't. And I actually had to kind of learn it after leaving training, because they expect you to be fully independent, not ask for help. It was a bunch of baloney. So it's something that you learn over time, but once you get the hang of it, it becomes very easy and people are very willing to help.
So assertiveness is important.
Right.
I've found that to be true.
And it also gives you a lot of independence. So.
What, Charles?
I know there's other people on the line, so I'm going to run.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Mary.
And put in a comment on the top.
Well, it's nice that you're out there. We'll be in touch.
Thanks for calling, Mary.
All right.
Sounds good. Take care.
So,
there we go.
We're going to break.
That was
See you on the
timing.
Other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. The second hour is coming up. Got a lot more coming up.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Welcome back. Welcome to the second hour of Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. You're still at the end of the first hour.
We got about 5 minutes, Mike, before we get to the top of the hour.
Oh, I thought that was the top of the hour.
You already at the end of the game.
My wife confused me.
He didn't listen. What can I tell you?
Your wife confused.
Yeah.
I got your back, though. We got your back, Mike.
I thought that was the top of the hour.
I thought it was
the top of the hour.
4 minutes.
You're just having so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
That's right.
I am speechless.
I never thought I would hear that in
my
lifetime.
Well, I am. My wife. Boo. Hey, Miss Lynn,
mm-hmm.
You're supposed to let me know what's happening.
Did.
You didn't. You said we got a break coming up. I thought that was the top of the hour.
She has witnesses.
She has witnesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll all testify.
So what do you think, folks? Do you think you would like to join Blind and Beyond? Would you think so?
Yes.
Because don't forget, that helps with the show every week. That's what pays for it. You know, without you joining, just sitting there and not helping us, it doesn't help the show. Don't forget, this show, no one owns it. There's no investors. It's the show is a nonprofit, strictly a nonprofit radio show. So I hope you'll join. Hope you'll be part of it. That's why I'm just keep on saying, call in. You got something to say? Call in. Like right now, we're talking two words. Aggressive, right? That's a big word, aggressive. That's what Judy Matthews was talking about. She might use another word, but it's the same as far as I'm concerned, meaning when you are not aggressive, go back to week's work, the last couple of weeks, when you are not, when you don't understand, you're afraid of rejection, you're afraid of being shy, you're afraid of all these negative, well, there's another word, negative. Those are not big words with us. The big words are positive. You got to be a positive thinker. What separates two people, whether it's both being blind or both being sighted? One has and one doesn't have. And that, I don't care what they have or what don't have.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, and people don't know what the expression is. I love my parents, unbelievable. But bottom line is, I didn't come up where they said, you know, here's $1 million and here's this and here's that. I had to work for everything. So the bottom line is, a lot of people outside who want everything to be handed to them and feel whether they're blinded for whatever reason, blinded in whether it's their eyes, they're blind, or they're sighted and they're blind, meaning they can still see, but they're blind by thinking everything is going to come to them. Well, it doesn't. You have to work for it. You have to be aggressive.
So you are an aggressive person.
I'm very aggressive. Lynn, am I aggressive?
No. What are you playing? And after you get through being aggressive, are you assertive?
No.
I would have to say that I'm aggressive and assertive.
I'm aggressive. Well, first of all, the first thing in my life is I have to be a positive thinker.
You're
I am a positive
to ask
thinker.
Me why.
Why what?
Why do I think I'm aggressive and persistent? They're the two words.
Why do you think you are? I know why I am. Why do you think you are?
Because when I went blind in 2009, I'm still here and I'm still getting around. I've learned how to deal or cope, and you can't do that unless you're aggressive. You go from the sighted world to the visually impaired world or the blind world, and it takes a certain amount of aggressiveness and persistence to continue to
and
go
Charles,
on.
Charles, for all the sighted people who don't know you, right? How'd you go blind?
I had 6 eye surgeries, starting with cataracts, and then I had detached retina and detached maculars. And I had surgeries on, it happened in both eyes, so I had 3 surgeries on both eyes. I've got scar tissue.
But did you go blind suddenly?
Yes, I woke up one morning and couldn't see, and I told my wife, I said, I can't see. And she thought I was kidding around, because, you know, I like to fool around. But I was serious, and she realized that I was serious.
So you were sighted 1 minute, next minute you're blind.
Yes.
That it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm the same way. So yeah. Both of us here today were sighted, and then we went blind.
Right.
So hey, that means, folks, sighted community, listen to this, because that could happen to anybody.
I said that last week. You never know.
Anyone, you know, at any time.
You know, speaking of that, I have a young lady by the name of Courtney from Georgia. This is her first time calling in, and she wanted to know what the show was about. And by her listening in on the phone line now, you guys just really broke it down to her as to what this program is about. Would you like to speak with her?
Can we
Absolutely.
Talk to her on the other side of the break?
Do we have a minute
now?
Or we want
to
wait?
Yeah, we can go in the break and come back.
Let's talk to her. I'd love to talk to her.
After the break.
All right, so we're going in the break. Here
Absolutely.
We go.
Yep. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond radio shows. See you in the second hour.
We'll be back.